You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Oy Zion. Vehine Tchum Shabbos. Ayin Shas Kan, which is Erevin. Memtes Amid Aleph, Amid Beis. Ube Taisvus Bekama Makaimus. Specifically, there's a Taisvus on Erevin, Nun Aleph to Aleph. That we'll mention in a moment brings a shita of a machlokes, the shitas of Rabbeinu Shmuel versus Rabbeinu Tam. I'll explain in a minute. Okay. Vaharav Hamagid. And the Magid Mishnah also brings these shitas. And these shitas have to do Perchav Zion Meshabbos, Halacha Beis. The Yeh Sovim, there are some people who hold the mutter lelech alpayim ushmona me'ois amma. That really, even though the tchum is listed as alpayim amma, in actuality, it's 2,800 ammas. That is the violation of tchum shabbos. How does this come about? We first have a mishnah in Erevin, mentesim at beis, which says chachamim omrim, chachamim say, Meruvaim, you square off the tchum. And Taisus explains, you have to view the tchum like a compass on a map. I have 2,000 amas going directly north, 2,000 amas going directly south, another 2,000 amas going east and west. And I then, Chachamim say, Meruba'a, you square off those four directions. And the lashon of the Mishnah is Kidei Shalo Yafsid Zevuyais, because so should not lose the corners. Meaning, it seems to be that if I would just take 2,000 amos and make it a radius around the city, and then I squared it off, there would be in each quadrant a corner that would not get any benefit, and the corner would be left out. So for some reason, it's unclear to me what the reason is, and maybe we'll see. You have to go ahead and ensure that the corners of the four quadrants are included. So that means you actually have to take 2,000 in each direction, which is actually 4,000 by 4,000, and you have to square it off. Then there's a discussion in Taisus Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. What do you actually gain by squaring it off? So here, the Minchas Chinuch brings that there are a number of shitas says you gain an actual 800 amas and your tchum becomes 2,800 amas. How does that work? It works based on the alkasum. It works based on the diagonal. So let's take the northeast quadrant, the quadrant to the right, on the right hand, all the way north. You have 2,000 going north, 2,000 going east. We now go ahead and square that off. If I then run a diagonal in that square, I have created two separate triangles. Each triangle, it has two sides of 2,000 and a hypotenuse. That hypotenuse, which is the diagonal from the city to the actual edge of the northeast quadrant, is 2,800 amas. Now, how do I get that? Because let's just drop the zeros.
Yeah.
Squared plus two squared is what? Is four and four, which is eight. So the hypotenuse is equal to the
square root
of 8,000. The square root of 8,000 is 2,800. So basically, I get this diagonal, which is a hypotenuse, in the square that I squared off the 2,000 amas, and I get a range that allows me to extend 2,800 amas from the city to a direction outside the city, more than 2,000 amas. So along the diagonal, I'll get 2,800 based on the Chachamim's idea that you can square off the four directions. But there is a machlokes, very important machlokes, between Rabbeinu Shmuel and Rabbeinu Tama, an aleph from an aleph. Does this mean only the diagonal is permitted to go 2,800? Meaning if I go directly north, then it's still 2,000. If I go directly southwest or east, it's only 2,000. Only if I actually travel along the diagonal, then I will get the benefit of the corner, 2,800 amos. That's the shita of Rabbeinu Shmuel. However, the shita of Rabbeinu Tam is that 2,800, since I can take advantage of it if I cross the diagonal, it now becomes the new reality and the new measurement to measure tchum from every direction. So the machlokes Rabbeinu Shmuel and Rabbeinu Tam is, if I go directly north, in a directly northern direction, do I only get 2,000? That's Rabbeinu Shmuel. Or would I receive the benefit?
You're creating a circle, right?
What?
If you're creating an arc or a circle, what are you creating? What shape is it?
Now you're creating a circle of 2,800. Because right. I started with the 2,000. Then I squared it off. Based on that, I have the diagonal. That diagonal is 2,800. My chalekas, Rabbeinu Shmuel and Rabbeinu Tam, how far that 2,800 goes. Is it just benefiting me on the diagonal? That's Rabbeinu Shmuel, or is it benefiting me in every direction, Rabbeinu Tam?
Ali, by the way, the way I would suggest to explain that machlokes is there's a chakira nachronim, I think the Divrei Cheskel mostly, about what pshat that you have the 2,000 amos. Is it that your new makom is 2,000 amos away, or your makom is where you made shvisa, but you have a hiluch, you have a distance, you can travel past your makom of 2,000 amos. So if you hold that it's a hiluch, you can go, so then you can say, well, since I could have gone 2,800, I can go 2,800 every direction. But if it's pshat that your new makom is where the alpayim is, then it really depends. If you're planning to go in that direction, then your new makom is 2,800 away if you're going on the diagonal. But if you're not going that direction, then your new makom is 2,000 away. But if you say it's an inyan of hiluch, then you can say, well, since I could have done that hiluch, I get the benefit of that hiluch.
Very good. Excellent. Divrei Yecheskel says that?
No, the Divrei Yecheskel brings down this chakira. I don't know if he applies it the way I just did, but I'm just applying it that way. Maybe he does. I don't know.
Very good. Good. Very good. Excellent. So let's continue the Minchas Chinuch. Then I want to add something from a mathematical point of view in a minute. Yes, Sovrim, the Mutter Lelech Alpayim Ushmona Meos Amma, correct? The Hainu, right? Haim, right? The Alkasan. Because that's the 2,000 plus the additional amount you gain from the diagonal. Now, in calculating the diagonal, I want to mention a shorthand for calculating the diagonal. I gave you the longer calculation, which was 2,000 squared plus 2,000 squared equals 8,000. The square root of 8,000 is 2,800. Pythagorean's theorem. But using Pythagoras, you could come to a much easier shorthand. Shorthand is every isosceles triangle. Meaning every triangle where two sides are equal, and then and they make a right angle, they have a hypotenuse. The shorthand is I multiply the hypotenuse by the square root of 2 in order to go ahead and what? Get the hypotenuse. Meaning if one side of the isosceles triangle is 1 and the other side of the isosceles triangle is 1, so I do 1 squared plus 1 squared is equal to 2. The third side is what? Is the square root of 2. So whenever you have an isosceles right triangle, you just go ahead and multiply the hypotenuse. The hypotenuse is just calculated by multiplying each side, by multiplying the amount of the sides by the square root of 2. The reason I mention this is because the Gemara uses this calculation in many places. So, for instance, in Sukkah Dav Zayin, it says, Kol Sheyesh B'Ribua, anytime you have a square, Yesh B'Alkason, the Alkason is Chad B'Trei Chumshe. The Alkason is 1 2/5. Now, you should realize 1 2/5 is the same as 1.4, which is the square root of 2. So the Gemara understands square roots, but it does not use our conventional notation of decimals. Rather, it uses fifths. And the reason that I mention it is because later, the Minchas Chinuch would say, do you add the chomshim? Do you add the fifths? Meaning, do I go ahead and add the additional amount that the diagonal will give me, which is 2/5 to trei chumshin, which is 4/10.4. So let's keep that notation in mind.
Could I make a comment? How do we know about north and south? That we figure all this out according to true north and true south and true. Maybe you don't do it. You could square it in any direction you want, and that's why you create what Rabbi Natan calls is the circular thing. Because you can make any kind of rectangle you want. And all those rectangles, and it produces a totally different result.
That's a very, very good horror. So maybe that's the machlokes, Rabbeinu Shmuel and the Rabbeinu Tam. If you look at Rabbeinu Shmuel, when he quotes his shita, that it only applies to the diagonal, the alkason, he says, Safana Olam, Vidarama Ilam, Mizracha Ilam, and Marifa Ilam. So somehow the Rabbeinu Shmuel feels that I start off with going directly north, directly south, directly east, directly west. And then from there I square it and I get just the diagonal. So Rabbeinu Shmuel says you can only walk along the diagonal. But like if you said, Tzvi, that I first start off with a radius of 2,000, and then every place in theory I can create a square, I will have an infinite amount of squares around the city, and therefore an infinite amount of diagonals. So maybe that's the machlokes, Rabbeinu Shmuel, Rabbeinu Tam. Excellent. Very good aura. So I'm not sure what that machlokes is based on. But it may be that's the machlokes. The Chachamim in the Mishnah are mem tesimon beis. Just say merubaya. You just square it off.
Actually, they learn it from a pasuk.
Yeah, but they don't elaborate as to how you square it off.
May I suggest a quick interjection? You learn it out from the Machane Yisrael, which was alpayim by alpayim.
Machane Yisrael was gimel parsos by gimel parsos.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
He'll bring that later, but the Machane Yisrael.
Okay.
I wanted to say one other thing. One second, just slipped my mind based on.
We do learn from Levium, the Migrash Levium.
Okay, one other thing I want to mention is this question of taking a measurement and rounding it off. Rabbeinu Shmuel says it applies also by Mavir Dalit Amos B'Shus HaRabin. So interestingly enough, Rabbeinu Shmuel says that if I am standing in a place B'Shus HaRabin with an object, if I go due north, I get 4 Amos. If I go due south or east or west, I get 4 Amos. But if I'm Mavra the Dalit Amos Pershus HaRabim on a diagonal, I will get 4 amos times 1.4, which is 5.6 amos. That's Rabbeinu Shmuel says this halacha not only applies here, but applies to Mavre Dalam for Shus Harav. Furthermore, Rabbeinu Tam argues on that and says Mavre Dalam Amos for Shus Harabim in any direction, even due north and due south, or due east and due west, Rabbeinu Tam says I would also get 5.6, which means Mavre Dalam Amos for Shus Harabim is Lav Daf. That's a very important point, that they extend this machlokas beyond just tchum, but anytime there's an iser havar, there's an iser of halicha, they all feel you have to square it off. The only machlokas is when you square it off, you just get the benefit of the diagonal, like Rabbeinu Shmuel, or according to Rabbeinu Tam, even by Dalit Amos, for Shufarabim, I would get the benefit even if I go on a straight line. Okay,
which is an unbelievable chiddush. But let me ask you just a quick question. What I was alluding to was the Machane Yisrael set up in the Midbar in a perfect north, south, east, west orientation, wherever they camped? I think that might be.
So, Avrami, we'll get to it at the end of this piece, okay?
Okay, all right, go ahead. Pinchas
Chinuch assumes at the end of this piece, based on a Rashi and Daf Lamed Hey in Erevin, that yes, it was, did have a perfect north, south, east, west direction. And we'll see what he says about it later. The Yeh Sivrim, correct, Dafka Kishahoylech Ba'alkasan. He's bringing down the two Shitas. There are those, Rabbeinu Shmuel says, that's only if you go along the diagonal that you get the benefit of the squaring off. Right? Tchume ha'ir. Aval im holech, but the Rabbeinu Shmuel says, im holech, el ever panav, o le ever, right, tchume ha'ir, then what? Then the halacha is, you only need, ein lo ela alpayim am, ayein sham. That's the Taisvis there in Erevin Nun Aleph Amin Aleph.
And according to Rabbeinu Tam, that you get the benefit
the corners
of, you get the benefit of everything, of the whole diagonal, no matter. Okay,
Vayein Yuma, there's a Taisvis in Yuma there also. Samach Zayin Amin Aleph. But Tais was Divar Hamaskil, that brings Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Divar Hamaskil, right? The cool one. Imke, now the question is, what about Gimel Persois? Would you say the same thing applies? If I hold Gimel Persois, is a what? Gimel Persois is a Kum Doraisa. Would the Tchum D'Oraisa have the benefit of squaring off? Now, if it did, according to Tam Shita, it would be unbelievable. Yet, in every direction, Yud Beis Mil times 1.4, which would bring you to how much? 16.8 mil. Which the Minchas Chinuch calculates as Yud Beis Mil plus 9,800 amos, which is the mil itself plus another, right, plus another 0.4, which will bring you to 16.8 mil. So the question is, would that 16.8 mil be applicable if you hold even on a Doraisa level? So Imkain Lainyan Sholosh Persois Gamkain Vada, he says, Ika Pluktazu. You have this machlokes. If you also get by the Gimel Persois an additional 1.4 multiple. Right?
And that Gemara with the Tzuk wouldn't be a problem, you know.
That's correct. Sholosh Parsos Gamkein Vadai Ika Plukta is also the same machlokes. How you would calculate the squaring off.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Sorry, I just lost the place a second. What is it? Plukta Zu? Gam Kain Vada Ika Plukta Zu. Ula Rabbeinu Tam. And now, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you come up with the biggest Kiddush. What's the biggest Kiddush? It would be, right, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Aser Lelech Min HaTaira, Ella Aser Lelech, Kimu Parsos, be Mutter, according to Rabbeinu Tam, in every direction, Ella Aser Lelech, Maisa, right, Aser Lelech, Mutter Lelech, you'd be able to actually go Shalosh Parsos, three Parsos in every direction, Rabbeinu Tam would allow, right? Im HaChomshim. This is why I gave you that other calculation. You'd be able to go the full Tchum plus the additional what? Fifths. Which is the two, right? The fifths are what? Two fifths, which are four tenths, which again is the multiple of 1.4. That's why I gave you the calculation of the square root of two and the Gemara, because he refers to it as Chumshim. You'd get the extra fifths, the extra two fifths. Im Kain, how much does that give you? For Yud Beis, right? Therefore, for Yud Beis Mil, the calculation would be much further. It would be Yud Beis Mil, right? But oh, no, Safa Lehem. You'd have Yud Beis Mil, and you'd add on to it another what? Another
9,600 amas.
Right. Vishesh Amos, correct?
I'm sorry, 9,006 Amos.
Yeah.
9,600.
Yeah.
Very good. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, you're getting an unbelievable dispensation, right? On Tchum Daraisa.
Now, can I ask you, I'm rusty on my math, but when you talk about walking along the diagonal, That's the hypotenuse of the isosceles triangle you walk along?
That's exactly.
So that's at a 45-degree angle, right?
That's correct.
So according to Rabbeinu Shmuel, that says you only get the 2,800 amos, let's say, when you're walking along the diagonal, but if you go otherwise straight and you just get the 2,000, does he hold you get a proportion of it? Let's say you walk at a 20-degree angle. Do you get a ratio, a proportionate share of that?
Yeah, that seems obvious.
Okay, yeah. Is that the case?
That seems obvious.
Wait, it's obvious according to Rabbeinu Shmuel?
Yeah. I'm only asking according to Rabbeinu Shmuel. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you always get the full 800 more, whatever you're doing. But according to Rabbeinu Shmuel, that he says if you walk not along the diagonal, you only get the 2,000. Does he mean if you're only walking due north, straight north? But let's say you walk at a 20-degree angle. Do you get, let's say, 400 amas more or whatever the ratio would be?
To me, you could walk along that border. You draw a square
in his head, yes.
You've got that whole square, yes.
Okay. It seems logical to me. I just want to get the opinion of the Chabura.
By the way, it's not clear from Tysus what he said. He just says... Only on the Alkasa. Then he says, however, it's Safan Sha'ilam, Doran Sha'ilam, only 2,000. So you want to know if he starts to actually move a little between due north and the
right angle and the 45-degree angle.
Yeah.
Must start getting part of that ratio.
Yeah.
That's what it means to square it out.
See, it may be you're correct because the Lashon of the Mishnah is. Shalo yafsid, right, the hazavios. So if it's only the diagonal, you're not really getting the benefit of the full square, correct?
Right.
So maybe the lashon lo yafsid hazavios may indicate you're correct. However, the Rabbeinu Shmuel gives us no indication that's the case. But interesting horror. Im Kain. Right? Im Kain L'chaira. Now he's going to ask an interesting question. Sham B'shas Erevin Shehedvesi La'el. Ois Beis. Now he's referring to the Gemara in Lamed Hey, where Rav Huna says that if you live in a city of tents, Rav Huna said, You do not have the benefit of all the tents. If I live in a normal city, I do not start counting the 2,000 amos or gimel parsos until I leave the city. However, Rav Huna says that's only in a settled city. But if I am in a tent encampment, i.e. like Machane Yisrael in the Midbar, I would have to start counting my 2,000 from the entrance to my tent. I would not gain the benefit of being in a city. That's Rav Huna's shita. The Gemara asks on that from Machane Yisrael. And the Gemara says, I by Machane Yisrael, on Shabbos, if they had to go to the bathrooms, they would have to, even if they're all the way up in the front, they would have to exit the Machane Yisrael through the back in order to relieve themselves in a path behind the Machane Yisrael, because the Anan HaKavod and the Aron would never go back, would never backpedal. Therefore, in order to ensure that the Anan and the Aron would never backpedal, would never go ahead and cross over the place where he relieves himself, he cannot relieve himself outside the Anan in the very north, outside the Anan to the east or the west, because it's possible the Anan could go in that direction. Therefore, he has to backtrack Gimel Parsois, even Gimel Parsois, from the beginning of what? From the beginning of the northern encampment all the way through the south of the encampment. So Rashi there says it's a question, because we know Machane Yisrael is Shalosh Parsois. For him to relieve himself on Shabbos, according to you, Rav Huna, if he only gets the benefit of Tchum from his doorway, the guy all the way to the north could never relieve himself. So the problem is, evidently, according to Rabbeinu Tam, he's got more than Gimel Parsois, correct? So let's see. That Gemara says, the Hochiach Mimachane Yisrael, correct? The Gemara there in Erev and Lamed Hei says, learns from Machane Yisrael, the Hayatlosa Parsoi. It learns from the Machane Yisrael that it seems to imply is exactly 3 parsois, correct? V'im kein, heyach, correct, hamahalech, barosh. The Gemara said there, says, how could someone who is the very beginning of the Machane, chazer la'achor? The Gemara says, how could he ever go in back of him, correct, according to Rav Huna, shalosh parsois? Because according to Rav Huna, you don't get the benefit of the whole encampment.
Are we assuming that Erev is the right?
Ain Rashi. That's Rashi's explanation of the Gemara. That's the Tiyufta and the question on Rav Huna. It must be that Rav Huna is incorrect. Because if Rav Huna is correct, that we only start counting from the exit or entranceway of your tent, and you don't consider yourself part of the full encampment, the guy all the way to the north of the head of the Machane could never go and relieve himself on Shabbos. He would be going Gimel Parsois to get outside the Anan and be over Isser Tchum.
Assuming the Tchum is the Raisa now?
Yeah, well, we're assuming Gimel Parsois is the Raisa.
So why are we assuming that?
That's what, because the Gemara says, Tosa Parsoi. The Gemara asks on Rav Huna from Machane Yisrael, Dahave Tosa Parsoi.
Isn't this proof that like the Rambam, that everybody holds that Chuvin is the Raisa?
Oh, yes.
The
Gemara is like the Rambam. This is one of the Gemaras they bring as a Siyua for the Rambam, correct?
Okay.
Okay, Ulechaira, the Machane Yisrael, correct? Hayat Losa Parsoi. Hainu Yud Beis Mel. Uleinian Shabbos, Lishita Zu, according to Rabbeinu Tam, mutar lelech min ha-taira. Really, we should not have a limit of what? Of the Gimel Parsois, correct? In other words, the Gemara seems to indicate that since Machane Yisrael was exactly Gimel Parsois, he would not be able to travel to relieve himself. But according to Shitas Rabbeinu Tam,
you have the 2/3 more.
Yes, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you have the 2/5 more, correct?
Fifths, I'm sorry.
It's chumshim. They always say chumshim.
Yeah.
Yisrael, the Hayat, Tlosa, Parsoi, the Imkam, reading again, Heyach, Hamahalech, Barosh, Chozer, La'achoyra. That's the Gemara says, how could he ever go ahead and exit the end of the Ana? Right? Sholosh Parsoi. Ayin Rashi, who explains this in detail. Lechaira, the Machane Yisrael was what? Right? Have Tlosa Parsoi. Which is what? Hainu Yud Beis Mil. Uleinian Shabbos Lushita Zu. Mutter Lelech, you have what? Mutter Lelech. Lamed Dalet Elef Amois. Pachot correct Ma'at. Now, how is that? Of course, since you have, right, 16, you have 12, Yud Beis Mil, times 1.4, 6.8 mil, times 2,000 amas for each mil, turns out to be 36 amas. So you have 34 minus a bit, correct? The yes for Yashe. But I'm not going to tell you the answer, but there is a way to be Miyashiv Rabbeinu Tam. Any ideas? How to be Miyashiv Rabbeinu Tam?
Maybe you don't square it out unless it's a city. Maybe private tents you don't square out.
That's very interesting because that's goof for the issue there. What in the Gemara there, whether you view the 10 cities as a city or Rav Huna says that you only have to start counting from your door, from your doorway.
No, that means you don't square it out.
Huna, so very good. Rav Huna may have a comeback. Leave me alone. No, so Rav Huna can't have a comeback. Because Rav Huna holds there is no city there. Therefore, you would not get the benefit. So you're saying something very interesting, Svi. The Gemara is asking to Rav Huna perfectly because it's Rav Huna l'tameh. Rav Huna is of the opinion that I do not view a tent encampment as a city. Therefore, I count from the doorway. And according to that interpretation of an tent encampment, I would not get the benefit of the squaring off, and therefore I would be limited to Gimel Parsois. That's a very sharp chat. Excellent chat. Guys, you hear this chat with Tzvi?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Tzvi, the whole shiur was kedai for that gevaldige chat. It's very interesting. Because I saw in a footnote, V'yesh L'yashev, they don't bring this svara, which is a glottis svara. But rather they say this idea. Maybe there's only the idea of rounding off by Alpayim Amo. But by Gimel Parsois, no, by meaning Rabbeinu Tam Shita is only by Alpayim Amo. But by Gimel Parsois, possibly that Rabbeinu Tam would agree with Rabbeinu Shmuel. Now, why would you make that chiluk?
Well, because the Minchas Chinuch is making a jump. The Gemara there learned it out from the Migrashei Levian. There's a gzeres shava between Shabbos and the Mikvah of Levin. Levin was 2,000 amas. Who says you extend that to Gimel Parsa?
Now, Howie, I don't think that's what the note says. The note doesn't say that Rabbeinu Tam would agree to Rabbeinu Shmuel by Yud Beis Mil. It's saying that Gemara holds like Rabbeinu Tam would hold that it's Machlokus in the Gemaras. That Gemara holds like Rabbeinu Shmuel. Rabbeinu Tam's going like all the Gemaras. I mean, I'll read the note. It says Yesh Li Ashiv Yesh Kosav Machpuf Kushizu. Shamaforshim Shabiru Divrei Gemara Be'erivin the Tchum Yud Beis Mil Hu Doraisa Lekula Alma Yizbaru Keshitas Rabbeinu Shmuel Shebiu Atosis BeYuma Sham. Oh, I guess a little bit different.
It's a little bit different. Hold Gimel Parsois the Tchum Doraisa. Then you would say that everyone would agree with Rabbeinu Shmuel, correct? Isn't that what it's saying?
I guess it's machlokus and the Mefarshim how to explain that Gemara and Erevin if Yud Beis Mil is Doraisa.
Correct.
The ones that explain it, that everyone holds Yud Beis Mil is Doraisa in that Gemara, those Mefarshim hold like Rabbeinu Shmuel. Rabbeinu Tam would, I guess, explain that Gemara differently. All right.
But what does that mean? That means that this idea of Rabbeinu Shmuel would only limit it to Alpayim and not give him Parsoi? Mm-hmm. No, sorry, Rabbeinu Tam would not venture to say his idea by giving Parsoi or not?
I'm not sure.
Is there a story to say like that? That Rabbeinu Tam would not extend his idea to give him Parsoi? Does that make any
sense?
Whenever you're talking about a difference between a Daraisa and a Darabona, you can always say Svaris apply to a Darabona, but they don't apply to a Daraisa, you know what I mean?
What if I held Alpayim Amos Daraisa? I would still have this halacha? Because the truth is, it's a memra from Chachamim. Chachamim on the Mishnah and Testament base says, right, Merubah, you go ahead and swear. And Chachamim Shita, as opposed to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Meir, etc., is that Tchumim is Derabon. So would it be possible to say that this idea of Maruba would only apply by Tchum Derabon, but by Tchum Doraisa, it's exact? And there is no Maruba by Tchum Doraisa?
I don't think that makes any sense. Especially because the Gemara learns it out from Sukkim, that you do the squaring out.
Yeah, so that's difficult to say.
That's why I want to make a difference between.
But we're left very, very galactic from Tzvi. Which I want to say it again, Tzvi. I want you to say it again. It's very good.
No, I just wanted to say only in a city would you square it out. But if a person is an individual tent and you're measuring from his house, then there's no Indian of squaring it out. I don't know if that's true or not. I was just offering that as a solution. I don't know.
But by the way, it may be for sure true according to Rav Huna, where the Gemara asked this question. Because Rav Huna says, I do not view Machne Yisrael as being a full city to take advantage of 2,000 amas from the border of the city. So you see, Rav Huna's idea is that each tent is an individual domain and does not become part of a larger city. So it makes a lot of sense to say once you're going in Rav Huna's Shita that each tent is an individual domain, then I would not have the ability to square off. Because you need the overwhelming population or size of the city to justify the squaring off.
I don't understand why that would be, because the reason you said before that you square it off is because we don't feel it's fair to lose the corners. So what's to make a difference? Why is it okay to lose the corners if it's a individual domain or not?
Mm-hmm.
It's an Indian of not losing the corners. You're not really getting your real measurement, your real medida. So why should you lose the corners, according to Arbuna, if you're an individual domain?
Where does Sigmar learn this idea of squaring off? Could I hear? I forgot the pasuk. I forgot what.
I thought you said it was a svara, not to lose the corners.
No. The idea of squaring off is that.
Yeah. The squaring off is not to lose the corners.
That's what Chachamim say.
So why should you lose a zobius if it's an individual instead of a city?
But I think it's correct that that's just the rationale Chachamim give, but it actually is based on a pasuk. Does anyone remember the pasuk from Erev?
I don't remember. I just remember there was a pasuk. Maybe it's not even by Erev. It could be by some other case.
I think someone said it might be by Migros Levium, right?
Could be. Yeah, could be, right.
Levium, then Migros, and you say how big it is. By the Migros Levium, you're not just going to give them 2,000. You're going to give them, you say that whatever measurement we give you, we don't want the Levium to lose out on the corners. Therefore, we square it. So the idea is you don't want to lose the corners. To then go ahead and apply the
borough. Right, that's exactly right. Right.
That is seems to be a big leap. Because by Migros Levium, I want to give them the full benefit of the measurement of the property. But why in the world should I care by Tchum to give them the benefit to walk even further? What's that based on?
You're learning one from the other, that's all.
Right.
The swear doesn't apply. The swear only applies to the other case.
That's correct. That's what exactly what.
Right. It's right. Oh. That's not the Gemara.
Furthermore, by Dalet Amos Pashus Harabim, where they also apply this, all of a sudden I'm going to give them a kula by Shabbos, my high. So the question is, how does, if there's a limud from Migros Levium, where I understand we want to give him more profit, and we want his property to be to the fullest extent, and we apply it to Erev, how do I make a jump to Dalet Amos, which Rabbeinu Shmuel does? So what are you going to say? We want the guy to be able to be Marvin, but it's not Robin, to even get the benefit of the corners? It's a strange thing.
No, you don't have to. No, I'm saying that you don't need the logic. You don't need the logic. Once the Torah established that as a method of measuring, it becomes universal.
Very good. So you're saying there is a logic by Migros Levium to start off, and then there's a limud to Tchumim, which does not transfer the logic, but only the method of Medida. And once I've got that method of Medida, I can go ahead and apply it to, I can apply it to Dalet Amos Pashus Harabim. Do you think, I don't know exactly the tzir, but would we apply that to Egla Arufa too? In other words, I have a dead body, and I start measuring it, but right? Would I say that if a city is what? In a diagonal, and is squared off in a and you have a diagonal, if I go, let's say, and I find a city, I'm trying to create a tzir here. Whatever the tzir is, I'd have to think about it without giving a specific example. Are you saying, Tzvi, that now we have a general
rule? Not necessarily Egla Arufa, because you're not defining a place. You're not defining a defined area. There, you just want to know distance. But maybe you would. Maybe you would. Maybe you'd square off the cities. You would square off the cities and not the measurement, but where the city is, the boundary of the city, you might do on the same basis.
That's interesting. Okay, we'll see that. Anyway, we finished this evening. I think we'll stop here, okay?
Right. Tough stuff. Tough. Everything is tough.
Okay, next time someone asks you any of these square roots, I hope you know it. Square root of 8, the square root of 288.
Today with the calculator, no issues. You didn't make all.
Okay. Last someone wants to know the answer on Shabbos. Gemara in Sukkah, Zayin Amud Aleph. Toshi Yesh Berivua, Yesh Ba'alkason Chad, Utrei Chumshin.
All right.
Everyone, have a good day.
It's interesting because at the time of the Gemara, they already had math, and they had all these things already. It existed.
Yeah, they had math, but they had a different type of math than we have, right?
They had geometry too already.
Yes, they had geometry. But yeah, first of all,
it's amazing. Amazing. Didn't they study it?
You know, did they study it as a separate discipline?
Yeah, of course they should have done it.
I don't know. Good question.
I think they do everything's from Yamshel Shlomo, as I remember. Right. Everything is from Yamshel Shlomo.
Well, Yamshel Shlomo teaches you pi.
Oh, pi, right, pi. That's
By the way, you should know all of these calculations are not exact, but are actually, of course, estimates. Pi is not 3.14. Pi is...
Yeah, but there's a going on that.
Okay, this
right,
the very famous going on.
Yeah, it just cut it off.
Yeah.
The square root of 2 is actually not 1 and 4 tenths, 1 and 2 fifths. It's 1.412. And the truth is that it becomes consequential when you keep adding those numbers. So actually, the Yud Beis Mil is not just 16.8. If you took the proper 1.412, I would actually get to 17 mil. So it does become consequential when you deal with larger numbers. So it's not really 16.8. Like the Minchas Chinuch said, but technically the calculation would be 17. But that's neither here nor there. Let's assume Chachamim rounded things or truncated them for the ease of calculation. And like the Gemara says, lo dak. However, the Gemara says lo dak lakula, but you don't say lo dak lachum.
Oh boy.
So then you'd come to that, again, an interesting question. The L'chaira, the Yud Beis Mil, would be 17, not 16.8. Because to say 16.8 versus 17 is low doc, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Low doc l'kula. And you only say low doc l'chum. So that's the question I leave you with.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.